You're tuned in to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Single time when we do this, we count how many shrimp that we catch, and we bag them in bags of 100. So it seems like a ton of shrimp to count, but that's just what we always do. So I want you guys to comment down below how many shrimp you think that we caught.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back, Jacked Up Fishing. Well, it's that time of year again. We're shrimping, we're dip netting for shrimp at nighttime. The tide's pretty early today. We have a nice strong south wind, so I think we're gonna get into some shrimp.
The devastation of Hurricane Ian has left Florida's important shrimping fleet in shambles.
So I literally stepped off the Sunset Cruise and we were off to meet up with Boomer. Boomer knows all there is to know about night shrimping on the Indian River.
Boomer, we're about to go shrimping, but before we start, what the heck is shrimping?
Well, the shrimp start, they grow in the river here in the Indian River Lagoon until it's time for them to go spawn in the ocean.
A vocational college student has gone viral on TikTok with a video detailing how he accidentally cooked shrimp just by leaving it in a parked motorbike. In the video, the 19-year-old food and nutrition student at Phuket Vocational College explained that he had bought some shrimp in the morning but forgot it in his friend's motorbike as they went to class. When they returned to the bike midday, they found that Phuket's sweltering heat had fully cooked the crustaceans.
We're back with my Uncle Gary.
It's a drive.
Enter the shrimp bar.
Good transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Jason Eastwood gives us Calculator Watch. Coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet, Manitoba. This is Shrimp Farm.
Dot Crypto.
My name's Electric John.
I'm Jason.
Welcome back.
Thank you for listening. We love entertaining you every week at this time.
At this time, we love it the best, and we love doing it on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, nights, and midnight, and Saturdays.
We love Saturdays, we love Wednesdays. And then, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, they're okay.
But it seems like Wednesday is just even the halfway point to get to the next Saturday.
Monday's good, because that's when we do the live taping.
Yes, I like Monday, because it's the only time I get to socialize and be creative.
Next Monday, we start something very special in Winnipeg. The Whiteout. It's just called the Road to the Stanley Cup.
The Road to the Stanley Cup. They're calling it the Whiteout, because they have the Whiteout parties and stuff. And we're just excited because it looks like we're going to get home ice advantage versus the Colorado Avalanche.
It's going to be one wonderful time of the year. The river's melting. The kids are skating on the ice downtown at Canada Life Center. And they're winning us a championship so we can become the city of champions, Edmonton.
That's right. We should be. In fact, you know, well, we'll get to that in Jets 3.0 in this episode.
We will.
Plus, I guess the old cantankerous fella himself is back. Boomer Berry's in the house.
Boomer Berry's got something very special on the plate today, and it's not a Costco hot dog.
Great, great. Beat of the week this week is merged with Crypto 3.0, with the Crypto Market Report.
We're talking about art here, folks, so yeah. We can't explain this.
It's all happening, and it's very exciting. And on top of this, we have some brand new music right now.
Yes. Is it it's from the Plug-In Gallery?
It's the brand new Vampire Weekend, and we should know about this. This is called Gen X Cops right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
In the axe,
makes its own apology.
W95.9 FM, and that's brand new music from Ride. Last night I went somewhere to dream. Before that, brand new Vampire Weekend with Gen X Cops. Are they talking about us?
Well, if we were police officers, actually, my cousin Jimmy, he's just retiring. He's a Gen X cop. You can retire early if you start early. He started at 24.
I think 48 you can retire at.
25, yeah. And he's retiring this year. He's 52, and he's moving to Arizona.
Well, that sounds great.
So there's a Gen X cop.
I haven't seen him since the seventh grade.
Well, he's tall, and he's got a couple kids. They're teenagers. And his wife is from the States, so she was sick of Winnipeg. She said, I'm going to Arizona, and I'll meet you there when you're retired. And she actually went there and said, took the kids and said he stayed in to finish his police gig for 2 years. And then he moved down there.
She couldn't wait.
She couldn't wait because and he was a sergeant, so he needed to stay and keep the city in ship-shop shape. Wait.
I don't think that's what they're referring to, though, in the song Gen X Cops by the Vampire Weekend.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't pick up the lyrics because...
I think it's probably like, you know, the Gen Xers are always trying to police the millennials, right? I think it's sort of like that. Cultural cops.
Cultural cops saying, look, like, you guys don't know what it's like to actually be tough and...
Smarten up, that sort of
thing. Smarten up.
Right. You're listening to ShrimpFarm.Crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance, and we're only here on CKW 95.9 FM so far.
This is the only place you can find us on any dial
so far
in the world. So this is another world premiere show tonight.
It is. It's a world premiere. You're enjoying it, and we are too. You got some great music for us, or do you?
Well, I've got some great new local music, but we want to hold that because it's a little hockey.
Okay, we'll keep it thematic.
So it will go with the Jets 3.0.
Oh, we got away from Jets 3.0. We know that was negative, and now the Jets are up and at them.
The Jets are not. They're a positive wave of energy. We're going to talk about that later. But right now, let's hear a little something new from St. Vincent on Shrimp Farm.
The crypto. On the street, I'm a king-size killer. I can make your kingdom come. On my feet, I'm an earthquake shaking. So open up my little one. What are you looking at? Who the hell do you think I am? And what are you looking at? Like you never seen a broken man.
Cause anywhere's better than here. I'm gonna disappear in the atmosphere for a million years. No discount beers, no alligator tears, just the sound of the wind blowing past my ear.
Black Keys.
That's
before,
right.
Before that, we heard St. Vincent with Broken Man.
That's a good mix.
It worked well together, both those excellent new songs. And This Is Nowhere could be a song about Winnipeg, couldn't it?
Now This Is Nowhere. Is that Neil Young? Everybody knows.
Everybody knows This Is Nowhere.
Okay, now Here Is Nowhere was the Secret Machines. It's all blending, blurring together.
Secret Machines? I forgot about those guys. I saw them at a festival once, and they were quite mind-blowing.
Yeah, I saw them at the Mod Club in Toronto about 20 years ago. They're a great three-piece.
Yeah.
The drummer was all like Bonham.
Big. Yes, they really jammed it out.
Good stuff. Jason, trimfarm.crypto. This is exciting for me and you because, you know, spring has sprung.
So spring is exciting for both of us, is that what you're saying, because we enjoy this time of year?
Well, no. Like the thing deer? That's exciting is it's been a long time since we've got to bust out a brand new theme song.
Oh, yes.
Got a brand new segment that we're going to do right now called Rockabilly Spotlight.
Well, let's get into it.
Well, liquor and smoke in a big fast car. Got my hair slicked back and maybe we'll dance all night.
Yes. Brand new segment here on trimfarm.crypto. This is the Rockabilly Spotlight, Jason.
It's wonderful. I've cut my hair into a pompadour for this segment.
You slicked it back and you're ready to go. You got a ducktail.
I used your Flowbee and I cut the stuff around the back and used your Brill Cream to get it high in the front.
We love... Well, rockabilly is the original rock and roll. The first Elvis music was just a stand-up bass, a snare drum and some brushes, and a microphone and guitar. And
even in the UK, they had skiffle, which is kind of a form of rockabilly before the Beatles and rock
that's
and roll
right,
kind
so
of broke out. Dave Clark Five.
Really, yeah. Stuff. But all you need is a guy up there like Teddy Fury, who used to be the bartender at the Horseshoe Tavern for decades and decades. Teddy Fury played drummers for, well, last time I saw a friend of mine, Ronnie Hayward in Toronto, Rockin' Ronnie Hayward. And Ronnie Hayward basically was from the mountains of BC. I think he comes from some sort of backwoods, Marin Bountiful or something like that. He ended up back in Nelson 9 years ago, but he toured around the world. In the 80s, he was in a band in the mid-80s that opened up for John Denver and Prince George. But they
I remember the name.
But they got ripped off a lot because in those days they didn't know about contracts and stuff.
Well, no, you showed up and the bar, they'd say that, hey, we'll pay you at $600 when you finish. Exactly. Then when you finish, the owner's not there.
Exactly.
I've had to do that in a few gigs, and then it's like, well, we're going to steal some liquor because that's the only thing we can do at that point.
And so when I was in Toronto, there was quite a healthy rockabilly scene going on. I mean, Wanda Jackson, she would come and play once in a while still. And Ronnie Hayward and his trio, I worked at the Dominion on Queen, they became the house band there every Saturday from 2 to 7. They played 3 sets. Yeah, and they basically...
It got big for a while there because of Reverend Horton Heat as well. He was playing all over Canada many times.
Yes,
I've seen him.
But beyond him, there's a huge rockabilly scene all over the world. And
It was big in the cultural sense too for a while there. It had a little renaissance. Like, remember swing music did, and then rockabilly was big.
Sure, yeah. Well, and believe me, rockabilly still as a subculture is huge. There's people that show up, the girls in the leopard print dresses, and they all have the big hair. Yeah. And actually in Toronto, I knew a fellow named Dave. He used to throw these rockabilly reviews, and they would get a few really good rockabilly bands, two or three. You know, you might get Bloodshot Bill coming out from Hamilton and a couple guys from the States. And then they would have these rockabilly DJs. They'd have somebody playing before the bands, DJing 45s, and then they'd have somebody playing after the bands, you know, so everybody could dance.
Bloodshot Bill, he's from Montreal. Isn't he?
I
played a show with him.
Yeah. I thought he was from Hamilton.
I played a show with him in Kelowna. He was fantastic. He plays the drums and guitar at the same time.
But we also had some really big timers from the old days. One of the ones we did hosted a fella by the name of Sleepy LaBeef, who in the 50s was on the Sun Records label. And Sleepy showed up, and he was about 6'6", in a suit. He weighed about 300 pounds. Great big man, Sleepy LaBeef. He came out and played a show, and just great stuff. And also, I went to high school with the Farrell Brothers in Selkirk. Gordy Farrell and I were in English class. And we're going to play a Farrell Brothers song. This is a riot. But first, we're going to play a Ronnie Hayward song for you. We're going to play a song called Whiskey Flavored Kisses on the first ever Rockabilly Spotlight, Jason, right here on Shrimp Farm Dark Crypto.
Whiskey-flavored kisses, they're on my lips tonight. I don't know if I'm deep in love, just a little tight. My head's getting dizzy, yeah, my head feels so light. Whiskey-flavored kisses, they're on my lips tonight. I just thought I'd drop on by to say hello to my old friend. I never dreamed that this would be how this night would end. I didn't ask her name, but I never told her mine. But all she does is dance and drink and kiss me all the time. Yeah, whiskey-flavored kisses, they're on my lips tonight. I don't know if I'm deep in love, just a little tight. My head's getting dizzy, yeah, my head feels so light. Whiskey-flavored kisses, they're on my lips tonight. If this is right or wrong, she just orders all the drinks and follows me along. But when I say I love her, she just smiles and says that's fine. And orders up another round and she'll kiss me one more time. Yeah, whiskey
flavored kisses, they're on my lips tonight. I don't know if I'm deep in love, just a little tight. My head's getting dizzy, yeah, my head feels so light. Whiskey flavored kisses, they're on my lips tonight. Yeah, whiskey flavored kisses, they're on my lips tonight.
This is a riot, riot. This is a riot, riot. This is a riot, riot. This is a riot. All of our own. I fell in with the wrong kind of crowd. I was cold. I pulled a pin out of a bomb that was raging in my blood. And it's a riot, riot. This is a riot, riot. This is a riot, riot. This is a riot. All of our own.
Farrell, the Farrell Brothers. This is a riot. Jason, rockabilly. The first rockabilly spotlight here on Shrimp Farm Crypto.
I like it. It's got that rock and roll kind of. I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing a white t-shirt. I got the hair slicked back, and I just don't care about nothing.
It's a beautiful day. Well, you want to fix that Chevrolet.
That's right.
I'm gonna tune up that old Chevy.
And the burlesque girls. They're always part of the
show. Always
got
to have the burlesque girls. Well, you hope you enjoyed the first rockabilly spotlight right here at shrimpfarm.crypto.
Let's hear that theme again.
We'll hear you next time. So you.
Well, liquor and smoke's in a big fast car. Got my hair slicked back and maybe we'll dance all night.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9. FM, and this is the beat of the week.
Everybody's listening to this brand new section. It's beat of the week.
Beat of the week.
ETHgate is real. Read between the evidence. Wall Street shot calls down to the president. White House answers to the bankers and chancers. Co-op tech stacks spread like a cancer. Corruption is a fiddle player, power the dancer. But the baby in the corner dancing is dirty. Game is a fix. All the rat snake weasels are still up to their tricks. Watch them cover their tracks as they shiver in shacks on billionaire beaches where the richest relax. Banking war, globalist glamorous glitches. Blockchain bandits and beautiful bitches arriving in batches. albacore ahi and the deadliest catches. Metaverse, meta chorus, metaverse again. Meta chorus, meta bridge, meta couple of friends. Meta song, come along, soon we'll take it to 10. Metaverse markets tokenizing the trends. Trapped behind the rap that's proclaimed by my pen. The biggest meme coin of all is the US dollar. The Fed grabs its own crotch like a big bank baller. Backed by tanks and guns, officers and windbreakers rolling in by the ton. Choppers cut the air in a turbine assault. Cold storage walled like a digital vault. Damn scam artists never admit fault. Mickey Mouse scene, I just call them all Walt. This cult is an insult. The leader's a fraud. No man can monopolize talking to God. Control systems frantic as they panic and prod. Manipulate the fan base, exploiting their loyalty. This podcast is popular more so than I thought. There's a late night shakedown scene somewhere here. I just forgot. Federal government sells me pot. Markets run by bots.
His name was Vitalik Buterin, and these conversations led him to incorporate Ripple's key value data structure into Ethereum.
The SEC was looking to suppress Bill Hinman's call to court, but this was denied. Ripple is dragging Ethereum into the case.
I'm like Ronnie Millsap, lost in the 50s tonight. I keep it hype, learn to type, Johnny Crypto on the mic. Slanging nails for Boss Sykes, we got some 5-inch spikes. What you like? Leaking secrets, sucking sucrets. Got a sore throat, seeking shelter in the sweltering smelter of the underground mine. ETHGate is real, please stay on the line. Please, for the quality of this conversation, maybe monitor.
I see a lot of people still focused on ETHGate, complaining about the past. And that's cool if you're into this for entertainment, like some sort of true crime novel. But if you're in this for investing, it's time to move on. Put that in the past, because we gotta get going here. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle.
Don't count your chickens before they're scurred. Is brand new Kim Gordon Dream Dollar. Jason, your favorite year. Kim Gordon, 71 years old.
Yes, I can relate. I was born in 71.
When we were born, Kim Gordon was 18 years old.
I remember seeing her at the Dominion in Garden City.
No, she's from New York. When here's the thing, too. I just realized I did the math, and three-quarters of Sonic Youth are boomers, except for Steve Shelley, the drummer, who is Gen X, who was born in 1963.
Yeah, well, we've, you know, that makes sense. They were kind of the heroes to us. They were
boomers.
They were young boomers, though.
Is that why they grew? Is that why they broke up? Do you think
it's why generations, like we talk about the boomers, the Gen Xers, the greatest. Like there's always
the millennials.
There's always the fringe candidates, the outsiders, the ones that are pushing the reality. Those are the ones that are great in every generation.
And they're exceptions to the rude. That's a figure of speech. Exceptions to the rude, they say.
Yes.
So I got that right.
I believe so. I don't know. I've never heard that before.
There's always an exception to the rude.
Yeah, I think you got it wrong.
Oh.
Oh, because exception to the rule.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
Yeah. Yes, it's like, did you hear that one, rule of tums? I never got what that. It's like a rule of tums.
Rule of thumb, said. Thumb.
Oh, okay. Actually, yeah.
My grandmother used to say thumb. I'm getting a bit of weird, like a.
So am I, in the head. You know, we
got
do
some
a
mic stuff happening.
Hang on a sec. We're going to do something here. There we go. How's your mic now?
Yeah, it's really feedback-y.
Feedback. Now, how about now?
Much better. You're listening to Technical Prowess right here on CKW 95.9 FM.
Technical Prowess.
This is Shrimpfarm.crypto. Jason Easton and Electric John are doing it to your eardrums.
We're here feeling the feedback, and we didn't mean to, but we did.
It was an accident. We're not even going to edit it. We're going to leave it in for that live effect.
This is the kind of thing that Glenn Campbell used to do in albums. He's like, that amp feeded back? It fed back. We're going to leave that fed back in there.
Leave that fed back.
You ever heard Wichita Lineman?
Yeah, been a lineman for the county.
They called that song Wichita Lineman because there was line crossed in the studio, a lot of feedback.
I think he was singing about guys who work for the power company.
Well, he didn't write the song either.
Oh, well, it's my Rachel from Friends.
Yeah, great.
Okay,
great.
All right. Well, Jason, it's been a long time since we've done this.
The show or?
This next segment.
It's not, well, we did wedding season last year.
Jets 3.0. Oh, yeah, playoff time.
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
John?
You know what the temperature is? It's jet hot.
No. That's the sound of the whiteout, the blizzard.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
That's what we do in Winnipeg. Everybody dresses white. It's amazing.
They all wear white for the team's home color.
I don't know if anybody knows why they do the whiteout. That's not born in the last, 30 years. But the whiteout is because the Jets used to wear white at home. That was the color.
Right. That's right.
And also, we have a ton of snow here, so that came into it.
Sure.
The first playoffs, I believe, were...
1985.
Yeah, but they're in April still, when we still had snow.
Yeah. Well, there's no snow now. It's
remember
April.
1997, April, like a couple days ago, we had a huge snowstorm. That's when we had the flood.
I remember when we were little kids. I think hockey playoffs started at the end of March sometimes, too.
I'm pretty sure they did, because we were playing hockey playoffs when they were ending.
Yeah.
When they were starting.
Yeah, it was the end of March, some of them. It wasn't always, it was sort of around Easter. It was never always like now. It's so much. It's almost, I mean, if they start next Monday, what is that, the 20th? No.
Do you have any more interesting candidates?
22nd?
Sorry. Let's talk about when things used to start compared to when they start now. Yeah. This is Jets 3.0. This isn't the times have changed.
Okay, well, and here's the thing. We know that WHA was 1.0 and that the first incarnation of the NHL was 2.0, and this is Jets 3.0. They often call it Jets 2.0, which is the very reason we started this program.
Now, here's the big thing. The Coyotes, who are the Jets 2.0, have now moved to Utah. They're going to be the Salt Lake City Champions. Or
Salt Lake City Sinners.
Yeah, something like that.
Or the Saints.
The Saints, for sure. Anyway, they... Will they keep the Jets' records? Because right now, Dale Hawerchuk is the number one scorer of all time for the Coyotes franchise.
I don't like that. We need that back.
We want our records back. If we don't get them, we're going to drive to Utah and we're going to pick them up.
We want those records back.
We'll protest every game next year if we have to.
If the Jets tie, they're supposed to play tomorrow night. They're playing the Seattle Kraken. Of course, on Thursday, the Vancouver Canucks are in town. All they need to do is get to one overtime, and we have sealed home ice advantage against the Colorado Avs next Monday night here in the Winnipeg Arena.
The Jets have figured they've ridden the wave. They surfed it perfectly. They're actually playing the best hockey they've played all year at the right time of year for the first time in a very long time.
And it's super exciting. The team is as deep as a Cartesian well.
Yes, they are so deep, they'll be digging themselves out for days.
That's right. Jets are deep as it gets. They got great lineup, and like they are, every single line is capable of punishing the other opposing team with goal after goal after goal, as we saw in the 7-0 victory over these very Colorado Avalanche just a couple of days ago, Jason.
They've got the number one Danish hockey player of all time, Nikolaj Ehlers. He's got the most goals from anybody from Denmark to every play. And
really?
Is that a fact? 200 goals.
Wow. You learned
200 goals.
Wow. And how was he in the 80s? No, just kidding.
It's true. In the 80s, yeah.
He was not born.
No, but they did have Danishes at the Tim Hortons in the 80s.
They called it Robin's Donuts back then, though.
That's right, yes. And you could smoke in there.
What do you think about the playoffs? I think round one, we've got the Colorado Avs.
I think round one, we're going to beat the Avs. Round two, we're going to beat Dallas. Then we're going to play the Vancouver Canucks, and it's going to be a squashing.
Or we could be playing the Edmonton Oilers in round three.
All the people that are from Winnipeg and Vancouver that live there now are going to go to the game. There's going to be a huge whiteout at the Canuck game because the Canuck fans are too uppity.
I'm very excited. I'm going to game one with Ted Turner. We've got tickets to game one at the rink.
Well, I guess that's it for this
week. Jets, 3 points. Oh! Go, Jets, go. We'll be right back.
brand new timely release from Winnipeg's own, the Jerry Hat Tricks.
Oh, I see.
That song was called Hockey Tape, John.
Perfect, perfect timing.
Hockey tape has a little bit of goo to it, so it holds the puck on the stick.
Very gluey. And also rough. It's a rough tape. It's not a smooth tape.
It's supposed to be so you can grip it. Grips. You can hold it.
Yes. And you know what the best is? The rainbow stick tape. You don't see that as much anymore.
Well, the NHL has been cracking down on it.
Yeah, why? They think the too many colors, it would affect people's perception.
They don't want to go anywhere near anything political. They've got too many weirdos on every side of everything. And they don't like to take a polarizing stance because they're all about selling tickets.
Can you imagine that in nature we are gifted the beautiful prism of color and that has somehow become political?
Yes. It's, It's the world we live in today, John. It's the world we live in. Maybe it's not. I mean, I'm not living in it. Actually, I'm making a choice right now.
I thought we were supposed to give away some rainbow stick tape on one of these Jets 3.0s this winter.
That would be a great, great gift. I used to actually not like stick tape at all on my stick because then you get the slippy, the puck can just slide off and you get this, it careens up to the upper corner of the net and you get your third or fourth goal of the year.
Very slippery, sure.
Slippery. Okay, well, I think speaking of slippery, if you're over the age of 70 and walking around out there,
be careful.
The ice is still on a few streets, isn't it?
Yeah, and those hips are fragile.
So, you know, that is a nice segue right into Boomer Barry.
I don't care if Corey Hart wears his sunglasses at night. But I do care about these people that wear black clothing at night. I live in a neighborhood where there aren't any sidewalks, so that means that pedestrians have to walk on the street. And they're wearing a black leather jacket, black pants, black shoes, and a black toque. These streetwalkers, I like to refer to them as nightwalkers, must have no sort of concept of what it's like sitting inside of a car. I swear, none of them have ever driven in a car at night, so they'd have no idea that wearing all dark clothing against a dark background makes them visible. It makes them invisible. Come on, you know, they belong to a club. They get together at the beginning of the evening, the dark clothing club, and they decide that they're going to head out in the streets. Ralph, good that you could make it this week. And I see you brought your black Labrador Retriever with you. That's good. Hey, gang, let's go on and make it a little more challenging for car drivers tonight. Let's go on that busy street with all the burnt out street lights. And we'll spread out along the street and walk with our backs towards the traffic. Come on, people. Buy some light-colored clothing. Invest in a reflective vest. Attach a flashing red reflector to your ass and a headlight to your forehead and make yourself more visible at night.
John.
Boomer Barry doing it to us.
We're back in black.
Back in black, and he's talking about black, and he's walking after midnight and all sorts of good times today.
He's probably out there right now. So if you're driving around and you see a boomer on the sidewalk, take heed.
Be careful, because he's probably not wearing reflective clothing. No. He definitely doesn't have his bear whistle with him.
I don't think reflective clothing wasn't invented until, 1997?
Exists now. No, reflective clothing has been around for a long time. Like, even if you wore a yellow jacket, it's better than wearing black at night.
Was yellow a color in the 60s, 70s?
Yellow's been around since the dawn of time.
Oh, right.
Despite what the NHL says.
Yeah, okay. I guess we had the sun, too. I mean,
hey, NHL, guess what else has been around since the dawn of time? Indigo. Ooh.
Yeah, we're sick of the NHL telling us which colors are cool and which ain't. What do you think Utah's color is going to be?
Oh, boy. Well, I don't... It's hard.
Silver bells. There's only one other silver team.
Why are they silver?
The LA Kings.
But why would Utah be silver?
Oh, there's just, isn't there some kind of silver tablets buried there or something?
Oh, no, you're thinking of
also. No, anyway, is there silverware?
Well, there's silverware all over. Everybody has silver.
Yeah, but...
Silver mines of Utah? I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right. There's not much silver.
The Utah
there.
Saints?
It was a good color, right?
Utah Saints?
Well, that's more of a gold, if you're thinking New Orleans Saints.
No, I'm thinking Utah. Utah yeah. has a lot of jazz. The Utah Jazz is jazz, the Saints.
It's bizarre they have a team called the Jazz, because when I think of Utah, the last thing I think of is jazz music. I mean, the bars, the restaurants in Utah close at 10 o'clock.
What about the Buttes? They have a lot of Buttes.
Buttes is
the
good.
Utah Buttes are like...
Oh, the Bonneville Salt Flats.
But not only that, but if you said Buttes, right, you're not only talking about beauties like Buttes. You're talking about the rock formation, the Butte.
Plus, I mean, we can chant butt when they come play, because it's spelt close, right?
I don't think they're going to go based on what we say, though.
The Butts?
No, I don't think they're going to call the club like
the Butts, and their farm team could be the Ants.
The which? The Ants?
The Butts and the Ants.
The Ifs? What about the Ifs?
Ifs, Ands, and the Butts. The Utah Ifs, Ands, and Butts.
Not bad. How about the Utah Sinners and Saints?
That's great, because they're the Angels and Demons.
Utah Sinners.
The Tom Hanks Angels and Demons.
No.
The Utah Da Vinci Code.
Tom Hanks
Da
presents.
Vinci Code. That'll be lots of fans right off the bat.
That's a terrible name for a hockey club. How about the Wannabes? The Utah Wannabes.
The middle of the pack.
The new kids in town.
The Midsters. The Midriffs.
No, okay.
The Midriffs would be a great gang in Utah.
The Midriffs? Yeah, like people just wore like cutoff shirts?
Oh, we're in the middle of the country.
Oh, man.
Well, we've definitely run the gambit on this show. We've talked about everything from not the eclipse to...
There's no eclipse.
Basketball.
Listen, we've had a great show. We'll see you next week right here on... You won't see us, we'll hear you. No, we won't see you, you won't see us. We're going to hear you, you'll hear us. You're going to hear us. Tune in, we'll figure it out eventually.
We'll get it.
Shrimpfarm.crypto. Go, Jets. Go. Go, Jets. Go. Go, Jets. Go.
On the day when I was born, Daddy sat down and cried. I had the mark just as plain as day, it could not be denied. They say that Cain caught Abel. Mississippi uptown, to the moon. Hello, baby, I'm gone.
They say that when your ship comes in, first man takes the sail.